Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Are dynamic method calls in PHP a clever shortcut or a hidden trap? Techniques like constructing method names at runtime, such as this variable, can add flexibility, especially in frameworks or libraries, but they come with significant downsides. IDEs struggle to trace these calls, making refactoring and code navigation harder. Methods invoked dynamically might be flagged as unused or overlooked entirely, increasing the risk of bugs and wasted debugging time. Dynamic calls can also hurt readability and team confidence. It becomes less obvious what is being executed, which makes onboarding new developers slower and searching for method usage more tedious. In most application-level code, explicit approaches like using match expressions are clearer and easier to maintain. They also make testing and error handling more straightforward. For teams building with PHP, the lesson is simple. Reserve dynamic method calls for situations where flexibility is genuinely needed. For everyday business logic, favor explicit, readable code. This small shift can save, reduce confusion, and keep your code base healthier as it grows. What happens when non-engineers like your boss or sales representative start submitting pull requests with help from large language models? It's not just more code and faster iteration. The real challenge is architectural. Newcomers often lack the shared mental model that holds a code base together, so their changes can unintentionally spoil the design intent and introduce subtle bugs across the system. Instead of viewing this as a problem, it can be seen as progress. Closer access to the codebase can encourage better problem solving across the company, but it also shifts how engineering teams operate. Developers may need to take on more responsibility as curators and architects, ensuring structure and maintainability as coding becomes more democratized. For tech leaders and developers, the takeaway is clear. As LLMs lower the barrier to entry, strong code review practices and architectural oversight become even more important. The future may welcome broader contributions, but someone still needs to own the big picture. Can a few tweaks to your database really make queries 100 times faster? Optimizing SQL queries, especially through smarter use of indexes, can dramatically improve dashboard and API speeds by analyzing slow queries with MySQL's Explain tool and adding composite indexes tailored to actual query patterns. Teams can nearly double the number of concurrent selects and reduce query times from seconds to milliseconds. Effective indexing relies on practical strategies, focus on columns most often filtered in where clauses, place nullable fields last in composite indexes, and remember that index order matters more than the order of query conditions. While adding more indexes can slow down writes, most applications benefit because reads typically far outnumber writes. For developers working at scale, these changes translate to faster feedback, happier users, and lower CPU usage. Large language models, LLMs, can now assist with query analysis and indexed suggestions, but human review is still essential to avoid redundant or insufficient indexes. As databases grow and workloads increase, thoughtful indexing remains one of the simplest ways to unlock significant performance gains. How much do college coding roles actually matter in the real world? The chapter from Things I Wish I Knew When I Started Programming shares a relatable story about early returns, style debate that often sparks strong opinions. The author's first code review shattered the one return statement rule learned in school, revealing how professional programming is shaped more by practical experience than classroom dogma. The book goes deeper, reflecting on the gap between academic training and the realities of software work. While college focuses on clean code and algorithms, real jobs center on solving business problems, not just writing elegant code. The author describes feeling disillusioned after an internship, only to rediscover the joy of programming at a small startup where building real products took priority over theoretical perfection. For new developers, the message is clear. Success in programming means adapting, questioning received wisdom, and finding satisfaction in solving real problems. The journey is full of surprises, mistakes, and personal growth, and it's more about learning and reflecting than following rigid rules. Could the web's long-forgotten payment-required status code become the backbone of new digital economy? HTTP 402, originally designed to make online payments as seamless as loading a web page, is gaining a new relevance. Micropayments were once too expensive, and the online economy relied on ads and clunky credit card forms. Now, with stable coins and fast blockchain infrastructure, the original vision of HTTP 402 is finally within reach. AI agents and programmable money are transforming online payments. Standards like YUX 402 and YUX 402 enable autonomous agents to pay for digital services such as API calls or premium content without human intervention. Open protocols and policy wallets allow real-time transactions, often for just a few cents. Major players like Coinbase and Google are already experimenting with these frameworks, pointing to a future where finance is a programmatic as code. For developers and tech teams, the implications are significant. If HTTP 402 powered payments take off, the focus could shift away from monthly subscriptions and walled garden checkouts. Apps and agents could pay dynamically for usage, with stablecoins and agentic wallets managing the details. 402 payment required might soon become as familiar as 404 not found. Is a relic, but a sign of a truly native internet economy.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly. See you next week.